Pinagyag ito ang arasabi ng bayo kung kahit hindi ito makabuhin ng kanyang bayan dahil nga sa kanya mga samana sila pipito mismo sa aking soda. Yan na umod mo ang aking karagdagang sagunat para sa programa ng Omer Food Party at sa mga mga kundo na ligay at ayo kundo.
Sa ating buko no, yung mga question ko ninyo kung gusto ko ninyo malaman. Kaya sa mga teacher, ang mga iba pang detalye at siyempre sa ating grandmaster dito na si Mr. Eugene Torrey. At siyempre, yung sari nga natin makuha yan, ako kayo punta sa formal interview, yung message muna ni Mr. Eugene Torrey or yes, sir, before we go on a formal interview, your message first to our listeners in the country.
Just very happy evening. I was on another radio station, I believe, about a year or so ago. So we were talking about the radio station,
yes,
and then we spoke some about the radio station. And I want to compliment Bongo Radio
chain,
because I've been on Bongo Radio a lot in public service agenda, which focuses on hard information, not a lot of trivia. And also, very pleased to be here in Taiwan. This guy in this afternoon, I feel like a lot of good energy here. So, my side of the story out about all these crimes that we two components in this Canadianism. The one for Hindu and Pablo, I think very few people who knew the truth. And also Mariano, who was going to run all these issues tonight. And,
everyone's a bad pile of issues.
Yeah, well, I want to throw into an issue along here and just continue to expound on all the crimes that the Jews of the United States is committing against me and the world, not just me. We have a criminal machine there in the United States.
So if we hear that you are not sitting out in the United States, you are in the
United States. I'm there, the United States has an arrest warrant. And we're putting in prison for 10 years. A federal arrest warrant.
We'll
have a copy right here. This was issued on December 15, 1992. And according to a letter from the U.S. Treasury Department, I'm convicted on the charges of 10-year prison sentence.
Why is it that you all are spotted in this house over
there? Well, the Jews control the United States. American Jews and the U.S. government are virtually interchangeable. So, they're behind walls. They say completely control the U.S. government.
This is something to do with the tests or
they don't like me. They don't like me for a lot of reasons. For my business, you know.
I believe you mentioned to me, it seems that it was only you who seems to have suffered in this charge of being Yugoslavia, no?
That's right. You know, so far as I know, I am the only person in the whole United States who has been charged with a violation of this Bush's International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This is an executive order he signed.
Is it the Remus voice masking that we
see? Right. This is an executive order that was signed by President Bush on June 5th, 1992. This order is Executive Order 12810, dated June 5th, 1992, imposing sanctions against Serbia and Montenegro. And, but so far as I know, I'm the only person in the whole world that they have indicted on this. They're singling me out. This is extremely Jewish vendetta. The Jews will be totally controlled with us around the enemies. Let me give you an example. I have an article. This is from a magazine called Current Biography. And this is the May 1994 issue. They have everyone they have, or comes out several times a year, and I think 7 months. And they have a lot of, maybe 20 biographies in each issue, 2 biographies in each issue. And they have a biography of Amity, it's about 5 or 6 pages, or whatever. But it says something very interesting here, regarding this indictment. The match was billed the world championship, although by no means officially recognized as such. Of the 50 games of the match, Fishing won 10 and lost 5. The remaining 15 games were draws. On December 15, 1992, U.S. government, United States officials, indicted Fisher, and issued an arrest warrant, an action that surprised some legal scholars and revealed the numerous unpunished violations of United Nations sanctions committed by arms manufacturers and other companies. So rather than going after people who have been selling arms to fuel this conflict,
from the United States, they're going there to meet the United States to play chess. And that doesn't tell you this is a vicious U.S. vendetta thing. Just one of many crimes against me, including crime after crime against me for years.
Is it because of your refusal to meet the our folks in 1975?
I didn't refuse to meet them at all. Refused to meet them. I gave a perfectly fair condition. He refused to play me. And we had a fitting meeting to decide what to do about this dispute about the rules. And they had a vote, and it's my information, I won the vote. Because the press said that I lost the vote regarding the match of tied 9-9 in the champion retaining the title. This was a vote they took in Holland around the spring of 1995. And the press said I lost the vote, and they gave, I believe, the result of the vote, but they never published a breakdown of how each country voted. And to my information, from Fred Kramer, I won the vote. They just simply lied. They never issued a breakdown of how each country voted. And I remember Hughes, he went to Amsterdam at the time when Papa Wallace was here in front of the Essen. Let me see how each country voted on this 9-9 vote at the special community meeting in the spring of 1975. Right. Yeah. And Papa Wallace was not sure. He showed to you. He told you, not yet. It's not the time. So in other words, what he means is, they will show it when all the delegates are dead, and all the records are lost, and then they can say whatever they want. It's kind of like they seal the Kennedy assassination for 15 or 100 years or whatever. So it doesn't belong to them, no longer has any significance.
There are reports that your games as being started by
Bruce. Awesome, yes, yes. They are falsifying the scores of my games. You can get into that. That's one of the reasons why the 32 other people robbed all of my cash, valuables, and other loans. There were a lot of unpublished scores. There are a lot of published scores out there that they want to falsify.
Are you saying that you are afraid this next class on circuit? Are you saying that you are afraid to keep American?
Well, they say I'm a fugitive. Yeah, I don't think chicken I'm a fugitive because I never fled. Because I never went back to the U.S. after they died me. So I don't think from the legal standpoint you can call me a fugitive. But they were going to be fugitive. Okay, that's the fact of the matter, yeah. And other than that's more for me. There's a federal arrest warrant. It's valid in every state in the union and the U.S. possessions. And they're very serious about this. And one of them is in prison, one of them is in the hospital, and one destroyed me physically. You can show me. They're very serious about this. This is not a show that they're doing.
You're the person, the only American who holds officially the title of world champion, and is what you get from the...
Right. Well, the truth is from the United States. It's a totally Jewish country, you know. I was telling Pablo, I think, back in January, what is the most common name to name male venues? It's Pablo Mercado, Pablo Mercado. What is the most common name for 1999 in the United States to name male venues? You know what it is?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Are there any tricks
sin will wreck it.
Is that how you see it, Nicholas?
Yes.
No. Well, just in making very threatening statements in the press about what was going to cover things, which I can see you talking about, if I haven't received any anonymous phone calls or letters, you know, this folk who crossed the street, Yasser Selawan, he published in his magazine, it's a chess, a while back, he published a little editorial, and he said, this is, I take this as a kind of threat on my life, he says, this is talking after I gave the interview with you after this. This is published in Inside Chess, April 1999. The interview is shocking, and I must warn you, Bobby Brange is extremely vulgar. From bigotry towards Jewish people and ignorant and rabid, those who wish to hear this hate-filled message can find it at the site above, and excerpts have been made available on National Public Radio, as well as other places. We have decided there is no purpose to printing this interview. If you should answer anti-Jewish tyrants, that you will root this to be taken seriously by any sane person. And in the last analysis, only harm here. Here's the key part of this. Bobby's life is drawing to an ugly conclusion. And it seems that the greatest chess player we've ever seen has become a Christine Peter, hate-filled witness. I'm not even very inclusive now, am I, Sharon? But even, he said, my life is going for ugly conclusion, and this other thing exists to be Jewish, God, not so sad, only as Arabic. And another German Jew, Larry Evans, writing in Chess Life, he said, yes, we can encourage with this. So I'm sure I'm making it clear that anyone who has openly exposed their crimes has to die. So the same basically.
Yeah, I'm going to get you out.
That's how. You'll be as hell.